像我们很快会在五月份或者六月份买中华颐养院。
And we shared with you verbally that potentially the Roman Catholic Church, the Holy Trinity Church right next door, may be for sale soon.
我们之前也向大家口头传达过，中华颐养院旁边的圣三一堂也有可能会在出现在市场上。
And so we're still waiting to hear that this building is put on the market.
所以我们现在也在等待这一个建筑能够尽快的进入市场。
And so we pray, we ask that you would be praying for wisdom and guidance by the Lord.
我们也请大家为我们祷告，以求得智慧和神的引领。
We may have to make some decisions very quickly.
我们可能很快需要做一些快速的决定。
And so we don't want to do anything unless the Lord guides us in that direction.
我们不希望做任何事情，如果不是有神的引领的话。
Now this morning I want to preach with the title The Love That God Hates.
今天早上我们我所想大家传达的信息是神所恨恶的爱。
And I think many of you, if you've been a Christian a while, you know the word love is very important in the Christian life.
对我们很多人来说，当你做了一段时间基督徒以后，你会知道爱这个字对我们来说是很重要的。
The Bible tells us that we need to love God supremely.
圣经告诉我们，我们要爱神。
We're told to love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
圣经也告诉我们，我们弟兄姊妹之间也要彼此相爱。
We also to love our neighbor, those we come in contact with outside.
圣经也告诉我们，我们要爱我们的邻舍。
But in the passage that was just read, in verse 15, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world."
在我们刚刚读的经文十五节里面这样说，就说不要去爱这个世界。
Now you may be thinking in your head, "Well, I thought I read somewhere that we're supposed to love the world."
你可能会想，我们之前似乎听到过，我们就要去爱这个世界。
Didn't Jesus say in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son?
圣经里面不是讲到耶稣这样说过，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们吗？
And so the first question we need to ask then is, what is the meaning of the word that says that we are not to love the world?
所以我们这里讲，如果我们不去爱这个世界的话，是什么意思呢？
Well, the word in the Greek means order or arrangement.
在希腊文里面，世界这个词它是秩序和安排的这么一个意思。
And it's used in at least three different ways in the Bible.
在圣经里面，这个词有三种，至少有三种不同的意思。
And as always, if we want to understand the meaning of that word, we need to understand the context.
所以就像任何时候我们想去了解一个词的意思，我们需要了解这个词所在的上下文。
We need to understand how is that word particularly used in that sentence.
我们需要了解这个词在这句话中它是怎么被用的。
Now, the word world is first used to talk about the physical earth.
所以世界或者世人这个词呢，它第一个用法是讨论我们所在的这个物质的世界，我们生活的世界。
John uses this at the end of the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音后面他这样用到过。
He said that now there are also many other things that Jesus did. This is in John chapter 21 verse 25.Now there were also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
在约翰福音二十一章二十五节这样讲，耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一都写出来，我想所写的书就是全世界也容不下。
So John uses the word world to mean the physical earth.
所以约翰这里在用了世界这个词来表达这个物质的世界。
We know that certainly God created the physical earth.
我们当然知道神造了我们这个物质的世界。
At the end of the 7 days, he said it was very good.
当神在七天之后，造物的七天之后说，神看这些都是好的。
So when John tells us, do not love the world. He's not saying, do not love the physical earth.
当约翰告诉我们不要去爱这个世界的时候，并不是告诉我们说你不要去爱这个物质的世界。
Christians need to be concerned about the environment, about the earth.
基督徒需要去注意我们所生存的这个环境。
But we are not to love the creation above the Creator.
但是我们需要注意的是，我们不要去爱这些被造物高于造物主。
So, John, John, the letter of John, he's not using earth, the world to talk about the physical earth.
所以在我们刚才读的那段经文里面，世界这个词并不是说我们所生活在的这个地球。
The second way that the word world could be used is to talk about the people.
所以这个词呢，就是说世界或者世人这个词，第二种用法就是指世人。
The human race.
就是指人类。
And so, in John 3:16, where it says, God so loved the world, it means that he loved the people of the earth.
所以我们看到在约翰福音三章十六节里面，他讲的这个同样一个字，但翻译的出来是神爱世人。
And even though these people are sinful, God still loved them.
即使这些世人他是有罪的，神也爱他们。
And said, sent Jesus to die for their sins.
然后将他的独生子赐给他们，为他们而死。
But that's not how the word world is used in the passage we're looking at.
但是在我们刚刚读的经文里面，这个世界这个词并不是这个意思。
It is used in a third way.
而是用在第三种方式上。
That is, it is a system of evil in opposition to Christ.
就是这么一个邪恶的体系而去反对基督的一个体系。
It is a mindset that is in rebellion to God.
就是这么一种思想，他去叛逆神的一种思想。
It is a system of values and priorities and beliefs that excludes God.
是这么一种价值观，这么一种信仰，把神脱离隔离在之外的这种价值观。
Jesus himself used this meaning for the word in John chapter 15 verse 18.
所以在约翰福音十五章里面也记载，基督自己也这样用过这个词。
He said, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you."
就是在十五章十六节这样讲，就是说，如果这个就说这个世界如果是恨你们的话，他其实是恨我在先。
And the Bible tells us that Satan is in charge of this system that is in opposition to God.
圣经告诉我们，这么一个系统的话，其实是撒旦在后面操作的。
John chapter 12 verse 31, Satan is described as the ruler of this world.
所以在约翰福音十二章三十一节这么讲，就说撒旦是这个世界的统治者。
So what? How is the word "world" used here?
所以在这个地方，世界这个词是怎么用的呢？
It's a moral and spiritual system designed to draw people away from God.
所以这个地方的话，这个世界就是这么一个邪恶的系统，能把人向远离神的方向带领。
And so, in the first verse of this passage, John writes, "Do not love the world or the things in the world."
所以在这边第一节经文这样讲，就是说你不要爱这个世界，也不要再爱这个世界上的物质的东西。
So what does it mean to love the world?
所以这个地方如果怎么去讲爱这个世界呢？
If this world is the system that is in opposition to God, what does it mean to love the world?
如果这个世界是这么一个反对神的一个系统的话，我们怎么样去爱这个世界呢？
Well, when we love something, we really have a lot of affection for something.
当我们爱某一样东西的时候，我们对这样东西有一种喜好、喜爱。
It's something that we take pleasure in.
是我们很享受的一件东西。
If we love something, we invest ourselves into it.
如果我们很爱一件东西的话，我们会把自己投资进去。
We can get comfort and hope and security from it.
我们可以得到这种安慰和安全感在里面。
And so I know that recently, again, we celebrated Chinese New Year.
最近我们庆祝了中国新年。
And for a lot of Chinese immigrants, their love is for financial security.
对于很多中国移民来讲，他们这种爱是这种财产上的安全。
The focus many times in our New Year celebration is to have prosperity, financial prosperity.
所以在我们新年中最常见的一句祝语是恭喜发财。
And so, we can love the things of this world.
所以我们可能会去爱这种世界上的物质的东西。
And John is telling us, do not love the world or the things in the world.
但这里约翰告诉我们，不要爱世上和世界上的事。
So how do we define a loving the world?
所以我们怎么样去定义爱世界呢？
Well, in the second part of verse 15, it says, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以在这边约翰一书第二章十五节的 第二部分这样讲，人若爱这个世界的话，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And in the second part of verse 17, it says, whoever does the will of God abides forever.
这边十七节这样讲，就说唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的。
So loving the world is doing anything that causes him to lose his love for God or preventing this person from doing the will of God.
所以爱世界呢，就是说你做这么，如果是你已经爱到爱世界，爱到已经不去爱神，高于神，甚至说不去做神给你的旨意了。
And please note that this is a command.
请注意的，这边是一个命令。
This is in fact the first command in this letter of 1 John.
事实上呢，这是约翰一书里面的第一个命令。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world.
不要爱这个世界和世上的事。
And so it's something that was relevant for the first century church. It's also something relevant for our 21st century church.
就是这么一件事情是对一世纪的教会以及我们现在二十一世纪的教会都是相关的。
Verse 16 gives us three characteristics of loving the world.
第十六节告诉我们三种不同的爱世界的特点。
It says, for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of possession is not from the Father, but is from the world.
十六节这样讲，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
We should note that these three characteristics.Deal not with the external or the environment, but with the internal, with the heart.
我们需要注意的是，这三个特点呢，并不是讲外在的，而是在讲我们的内在，我们的内心。
A lot of times when we talk about the world, people think about things that we do, actions.
当我们提及世界的时候，很多时候我们想的可能是我们在世界上做的事情，我们的行为。
They would say, "Oh, Christians shouldn't smoke."
他们可能会说基督徒不能抽烟。
Christians shouldn't wear certain kinds of clothing.
基督徒可能不能穿某一些衣饰。
Christians should wear their hair in a certain way.
基督徒不能把他们的头发做成什么样子。
But John doesn't talk about those things.
但是约翰这里并不是在说这些事情。
He talks about our attitudes in our heart.
而是在讲我们内心的态度。
The first thing that he mentions is the desires of the flesh.
他提到的第一个事情是肉体的情欲。
Now, flesh can refer to our sin nature.
肉体这个词呢，可以指我们内在的这种罪的本性。
That it is the part of us that desires to disobey God.
是我们自己的这一部分去想叛逆神的这一部分。
Now, the body naturally has certain desires or appetites.
我们的身体天然的就会有一些需求。
But when we desire to fulfill those appetites or desires in the wrong way, then it is sin.
当我们去想满足身体，就错误的去满足身体的这些需求的话，就变成罪了。
For instance, all of us will get hungry at certain times.
对于我们每个人，我们都会饿。
But if we overeat, then this is something that is wrong.
但是我们当我们吃的太多的时候，这就是不对的事情了。
We naturally get thirsty.
我们自然的会口渴。
But if we get drunk, then it is wrong.
但是当我们醉酒的话，这就是不对的了。
We need rest. We need recreation.
我们需要休息，我们需要消遣。
But if we take dangerous drugs, then it is wrong.
但是当我们用这种毒品来消遣的话，这就是错误的了。
We have a desire to have sex.
我们会有这种性的这种需求。
But if we try to fulfill it outside of marriage between a husband and wife, then it is wrong.
但是当我们这种性的需求是在夫妻之外的话，这就是错误的了。
We need shelter. We need a place to live.
我们需要一个居住的地方。
But we begin to buy homes that we can't afford, then it is wrong.
但是当我们去花钱买我们负担不起的房子的时候，这就是错误的了。
So the desires of the flesh is a passion, an intense desire to do things that are against God's will.
所以这种肉体的情欲就是一种强烈的渴望去做叛逆神的行为。
Some of those desires are good.
有一些这些需求可能是对的
，but if we try to fulfill them contrary to God's word, then it is wrong.
但是当我们企图去满足这些需求，就是被女神的命令来满足的话，这就是错误的了。
The second thing, the characteristic of loving the world is the desires of the eyes.
我们第二个这种对世界的迷恋就是眼目的情欲。
Now we live in a very visual society.
在我们现在的社会是一个非常视觉的社会。
We have high definition TVs now, don't we?
我们现在有高清的电视。
We have very colorful magazines.
我们的杂志也非常的有色彩。
Even the billboards that we see now are in high definition.
即使是这些广告牌现在也是高清的了。
And so in our society, the desires of the eyes can be a way that Satan uses to cause us to sin.
所以在我们现在的社会，这种眼目的情欲可能是会被撒旦所使用来导致我们去犯罪的。
Satan can use movies, he can use the internet, he can use the printed page to cause us to stumble.
撒旦可以用电影，可以用互联网，也可以用这些印刷品来导致我们犯罪。
Certainly, we can include things like pornography in this area.
我们当然可以去这种把黄色电影包括在这里面。
But it also can include things like even pictures of really nice, beautiful homes.
但是呢，也有可能就是一张非常好的房子的照片。
There are lots of TV shows and magazines that are devoted to show you the mansions that some famous movie star has.
有很多杂志都会或者报纸，他们就花了大量的精力去给你看这些电影明星他们的非常好的房子。
And those images can cause us to covet, to want to have those for ourselves.
当我们看到这些东西的时候，我们内心可能会有这种渴望去得到这些东西。
The third mark of loving the world is pride in possessions.
第三个爱这个世界的特点呢，就是我们今生的骄傲。
That is, people take security in what they own.
就是人我们人类人会去对我们有什么东西来得到安全感。
And they feel very secure because of what they own.
当我们有了什么东西以后，可能会更加的有安全感。
And so they have a pride, they have an arrogance about it.
所以他们就有这么样一个骄傲，对我们今生的物件的骄傲。
They don't say, "Oh, all this comes from God."
他不会去说这些都是从神而来的。
They don't say, "All of this belongs to God."
他们不会说这些都是属于神的。
They say, "This is mine, and I accumulated all these things myself."
他会说这些东西都是我的，我积攒起来的。
Now, particularly those people who are young, we may be attracted by the lust of the flesh.Or the desires of the eyes.
对于我们年轻的人来讲，可能我们会更少的去被这种肉体的情欲和眼目的情欲所吸引。
But particularly those who are older, we might be the pride in possessions might be more of a temptation.
就我们刚才说，年轻的人可能会被眼目的情欲和肉体的情欲所吸引，年纪大一些的可能会被这种属世的物件的东西所吸引。
And so no matter what our age, this loving the world can be a temptation.
所以不论我们是在什么年纪，这种对世界的爱可能都是对我们的一种诱惑。
Now what's wrong with loving the world?
但爱这个世界有什么错呢？
Well, first, loving the world is incompatible with loving God.
第一，爱这个世界和神爱神是互相排斥的。
Look at verse 15.
我们来看十五节。
It says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
这样讲，不要爱世界和世界上的人。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
He's saying that if you say that you love God, but yet you love the world, then these two ideas are not compatible.
如果你又说你爱神，你也爱这个世界的话，这两个概念它是不相容的。
Jesus put it this way in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either we'll hate the one or love the other, or we'll be devoted to the one to despise the other. You cannot love God and money.
所以在马太福音六章二十节这样讲，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
James in James chapter 4 verse 4 said this: Whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
在雅各书四章四节这样讲，当你想跟这个世界做朋友的时候，你就变成了神的敌人。
So John is telling us if you say that you love God but then you love the world, then these two can't coexist at the same time.
So 约翰这里面告诉我们，你又想要爱世界又想爱神的话，这两个东西是不能一起存在的。
Now I've been married to my wife for over 35 years.
所以我们的主任牧师已经和他的妻子结婚35年了。
What if I said to my wife, well, I'd like to have another wife right now.
如果我们的主任牧师告诉他的师母说，我现在想要另外一个妻子，会。
Now I will still love you.
但是我现在还是会继续的爱你。
But I'd like to have another wife.
但是我想要另外一个。
Well, I'm sure my wife would kick me out the door very quickly.
主任牧师说他觉得他的妻子会很快的把他赶出门。
Because she would feel like, no, you only can have only me, only one wife.
但他会觉得你只能拥有我这么一个妻子。
I'm not going to share your love.
我不会和别人分享你的爱。
And so I think in the same way, God doesn't want to share love with anyone else.
同样的，神也不想去和其他的东西或者人来分享我们的爱。
God wants us to love Him supremely.
神希望我们独一的去爱他。
He doesn't want to be one of many gods.
他不想做你众多神中的其中一个。
And so some of us love the world.
我们有一些人可能去爱这个世界。
Some of us think that we can love the world and love God at the same time.
我们可能会觉得我们又可以同时的爱神，也可以爱这个世界。
And many Christians try to do this.
我们很多基督徒都会去尝试着这样做。
They rationalize it in many different ways.
他们把这种似乎的这种想法合理化。
But this passage tells us you can't do that.
但这段经文告诉我们，这是不可能的。
You either love me, God, supremely, or you love the world.
你或者爱神，独一的去爱神，或者是你爱这个世界。
The second reason why we are not to love the world is that the world causes us to sin.
第二个原因我们不去爱这个世界的话，是因为这个世界导致我们犯罪。
The world causes us to do things that.Will cause us to disobey God.
这个世界会让我们去做一些背逆神的事情。
It makes sin very attractive.
它会让让世界上的这些罪看起来非常的有吸引力。
It makes doing the right thing look very silly.
会让你觉得做这种正确的事情是一件很傻的事情。
And we saw this even in the beginning of the world.
在创世的时候，我们也看到同样的事情发生。
In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve sinned against God,
在创世纪第三章里面，亚当和夏娃向着神犯罪。
You remember the serpent tempted Eve?
你记得蛇去诱惑夏娃。
And she said, "Wow, look at this tree. Won't you take of this fruit?"
她说：“你看这个树，你不想去吃这个果子吗？”
And She saw that the tree, the fruit was good for food.
她当看到这个果子，觉得这个东西可以做很好的食物。
And this is the desire of the flesh.
这就是我们肉体的情欲。
And it says that she saw that it was pleasant to the eyes.
她说看起来这个东西看起来是好的，看起来很好。
And this is the desires of the eyes.
这就是我们的眼目的情欲。
And it, then she saw that the tree would make one wise.
这个智慧树，这个智慧树的果子会让人变使善恶。
And so this is the pride of possessions.
这就是我们今生的骄傲。
And then she took of the fruit.
她就把这个果实拿下来了。
And so Satan uses the same kind of temptations in our lives.
所以撒旦就在用在我们的生活中用同样的这种诱惑。
And tries to make sin look attractive.
把这些犯罪的罪看让我们觉得看起来好像很有吸引力。
We also need to understand that we are not to love the world because the world is temporary.
另外一点就是说我们不去爱这个世界因为世界是暂时的。
Verse 17 says, The world is passing away with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
17节经文这样讲，就是说这个世界它是短暂的会很快的离我们而去，但是只有17节这样说，世界和世界上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的要永远长存。
So John tells us that are we interested in temporary rewards?Or eternal rewards.
所以约翰这个地方目我们就是说你想要暂时的奖赏呢还是永久的奖赏
But sometimes those temporary rewards seem so attractive.
但有些时候这种暂时的奖赏看起来是非常有吸引力的
Now I have a fairly old car.
我有一个很老的车
It was the year was 2000.
这辆车是2000年的
But I remember when the car was new.
但是我还是记得这辆车当它是新的时候
It was very shiny.
它看起来是非常漂亮的
Even the inside of the car smelled new.
就是几乎 就算在车里面都闻着很新
And so it was something that I really enjoyed because it drove very well.
这个以前是一个我很喜爱的一件事情因为它开着很好
And it looked very nice.
它看起来也很棒
But over time, that carbecame old.
但是经过这么多年这辆车慢慢的变老了。
It didn't run so well anymore.
它并不是像以前开的那么好了。
They got rust spots and dirt and grime on it.
就是车上会有一些锈点或者是坑。
And so the world is sort of like that.
我们的这个世界就有一点像这样。
At a certain point, it looks very attractive.
在某个时刻它可能看起来非常
有吸引力。It looks very, very good.
它可能看起来非常的好。
But John warns us that Sooner or later, the world will pass away.
约翰这地方告诉我们，或早或迟，这个世界都会过去的。
It will be gone.
它会消失。
And so the same thing with my car.
这就是和我的车一样。
And same thing with the world.
世界也是这样。
And so we should not seek to love the world.
我们不应该去寻求爱这个世界。
Because the world is only temporary.
因为这个世界是暂时的。
So what do we do? How do we respond to this?
那么我们应该如何去来应对这个呢
？Some people have said, "Well, we are not to love the world," and so they begin to separate themselves completely from society.
有的人说我们不应该去爱这个世界，他就把自己完全的和这个社会隔离。
You know that there are many Christians who have decided to form their own little community.
所以有一些基督徒他们会。建立这么自己的一个小的社会。
There are monks and people who go to monasteries to separate themselves from the world.
就是有这些基督徒的修道士，他们去进入修道院，把他们自己和这个世界隔离出来。
And they say to themselves, "Well, God doesn't want us to love the world, so we will just isolate ourselves from the world."
因为他们告诉自己，神不想我们爱这个世界，所以我们就要把这个世把自己跟这个世界隔离开来。
But that's contrary to what God tells us to do.
但是这个其实是和神告诉我们的命令相悖的。
Jesus in John 17 verses 15 to 18 said this, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And as you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world.
所以在约翰福音的十七章十五节这样讲，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样 拆我到世上，我也照样拆他们到世上。
In those verses, it is part of Jesus' priestly prayer to the Father.
这一段经文是耶稣向神的祷告。
And he prayed that we, not to take us out of the world, but to send us into the world.
耶稣向神祷告说，不要让我们离开这个世界，而把我们拆向这个世界。
So the way to respond to the world is not to isolate ourselves from the people, but to penetrate into the people.
所以我们跟这个世界的关系呢，并不是说我们要把自己跟这个世界隔离出来，而是我们要去穿过进入这个世界。
However, we are not to become part of the world.
但是呢，我们又不能去变成这个世界的一部分。
We need to be distinct from the way the world thinks and does things.
我们需要与这个世界想的不一样，然后看起来也不一样。
And so we are not to isolate ourselves from the world, but to penetrate the world.
我们不应该把自己隔离出来，这个向这个世界隔离出来，而是应该穿透这个世界。
And then in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Paul writes, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
在罗马书的十二章二节这样讲说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们鉴察何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦神的旨意。
So the second advice that I would have is that we are not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed.
所以我对大家的第二个建议就是说，我们不要去效法这个世界，而要去改变这个世界。
We are not to love the world.
我们不是去爱这个世界。
But if we conform ourselves to the world, then we are loving it.
但如果我们效法这个世界的话，就是我们在爱这个世界了。
And this conformity is a gradual process.
这个效法是一个逐渐的过程。
It takes time.
它需要时间。
And sometimes we may not even realize that it is affecting us.
很多时候我们可能都不会注意到它在影响我们。
But the world is trying to squeeze us into its mold.
但是这个世界呢，在逐渐的去强迫我们进入它的形态。
Now you may think that, oh, he's talking about young people.
你可能在想，他可能在说年轻的人。
He's talking about these impressionable young people.
你可能在想，他们就在想这些很容易被改变的年轻人。
They're always wearing headphones and listening to, you know, this music.
你觉得好像就是这些老是戴着耳机听音乐的这些年轻人。
They're always watching TV or movies.
这些看电视、看电影的年轻人。
And you may say it's not a problem for me. I'm much older.
你觉得可能我已经没有那么年轻了，我现在不会。被这些东西所影响。
But even older people can change gradually.
但是年长的人他也会逐渐的改变的。
Because the world is trying to squeeze us into its mold.
因为这个世界它就是努力的在把我们变成它的样式。
I remember talking with a Christian woman who's probably about 80 years old.
我记得当我在跟一个就是基督徒姐妹，一个大概80岁的基督徒姐妹来谈。
And she was commenting about a relative that was getting a divorce.
她在说，就是她有一个亲戚在准备离婚。
And her comment was, "Oh, well, you know, my relative wasn't very happy in this marriage, so it's good they got a divorce."
她当时说的就是说，我的这个亲戚他在这个婚姻里面并不是很快乐，所以他离婚是很好的。
Divorce is a good solution for a bad situation.
离婚对于一个这种不好的情况来讲是一个好的解决办法。
And even though this older Christian woman had been a Christian for many, many years,
虽然这个年长的姊妹她已经做了很多年的基督徒了，
I realized that her view of marriage has changed.
但是她的对婚姻的这种观念已经改变了。
She did not no longer thought that marriage is a lifetime commitment.
他已经不再去相信婚姻是一个终身的这么一个约定。
Certainly, this is what Jesus taught.
就 就是终身的约定，当然是基督教导我们的。
That marriage is a lifetime commitment.
婚姻是一个终身的这么一个约定。
Except in the case of adultery, he said that it should be something that should last a lifetime.
除非是有这种就是或者是其中有一方通奸的行为，否则就应该是终身的。
But the world is squeezing us into its way of thinking.
但是这个世界慢慢的逐渐在改变我们，让我们向这个世界去想。
It begins to tell us that marriage is not a lifetime commitment, but a temporary one.
开始告诉我们，我们的婚姻并不是一个终身的约定，而是一个暂时的约定。
It tells us that if you got some problems, then just get a divorce.
告诉我们，如果你在这个婚姻里面有问题的话，就离婚好了。
And that's the solution.
这就是你们的解决办法。
In fact, I even heard on the radio recently that they're going to have a new kind of marriage.
所以最近我甚至在我们的电台里面听到，可能会有一个新的婚姻。
You will have a marriage contract that has so many years to it.
就是你们会有这么一个婚姻的合同，只有这么多年而已。
And expires after 10 years.
就是在十年之后的话就过期了。
And after 10 years, you can renew your marriage, or you can just say, "I'm not going to sign up anymore."
就像我们的手机合同一样，可能在十年之后你可以决定你要继续的去使用这个服务，或者是不要了。
It's sort of like a rental lease.
就像一个我们租房的合同一样。
And so society is beginning to teach us and squeeze us into its way of thinking.
所以这个世界慢慢的把我们变成像它像这个世界一样去想。
Again, some people think that the solution is to isolate ourselves from the world.
我们再次说到，很多人的想法就是说是我们把这个解决办法是把我们和这个世界隔离开来。
For instance, there are people in Pennsylvania, the Amish, who try to have their own community and be separate from the world.
我们当然知道，在宾州有这么一群人叫做 Amish， 他们把自己和这个世界完全的隔绝开来。
But I do not believe that Jesus tells us to separate from the world in that way.
我们再次强调，耶稣在这里面并没有说让我们要把我们和这个世界这样的分开来。
However, we do need to protect ourselves and our families.
但是呢，我们当然要保护我们自己和我们的家庭。
I think all of us know that there are a lot of harmful pollutants that may affect our health.
我们知道在我们现在的环境里面有很多污染物可能会影响我们的健康。
Many of you, for instance, have filtered water.
我们很多人可能会有家里会有滤水器。
Because we feel that the water may have certain contaminants in it.
因为我们可能会觉得这个我们喝的自来水会有一些污染物。
Organic foods are being very popular because they feel like they're putting all these pesticides in the foods, and we want to protect ourselves against this contamination.
最近几年呢，就说这种有机的食物也变得非常的流行起来，因为我们觉得这种普通食物里面的杀虫剂可能会影响我们的健康。
But the Bible is warning us here that there is spiritual pollution.
但圣经这里面警告我们说，在我们的就有这种属灵的污染。
There is spiritual contamination.
这种属灵的污染物
and so it can affect our spiritual lives and our relationship with God.
会影响我们的属灵生命以及和神的关系
and so the world is trying to pollute our minds.
这个世界想要去污染我们的思想
is attracting us to sin.
去诱惑我们犯罪
and so we may have to restrict those pollution, filter out that pollution.
我们可能需要去过滤掉这些污染物
，not to isolate ourselves，
而不是说向这个世界彻底的隔离。
But there may be certain movies that we will not watch，
可能会有一些电影我们不应该去看的。
Books we will not read，
一些书我们不应该去读的。
Certain things that we will avoid，
一些我们不会去做的事。
Because it will cause us to fall away from God，
因为这些事情可能会让我们去远离神。
And then the other side is that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
另外一方面呢，我们也要心意更新而去变化。
It says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed."
这里边说不要去效法这个世界，而要去变化，心意更新而变化。
And so we need to allow the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to transform us.
我们需要去允许我们的圣经和神的语言去让我们变化。
To develop our minds and hearts to think.The way God does.
让我们心意更新去像神想的一样。
To see things that God sees.
用神的眼光来看待事物。
And so that's why it's important for us to have read our Bibles.
这就是为什么我们读经是很重要的。
Because we're getting all this other information from the TV and the computer and all these different places.
因为我们从我们的电视以及电脑上得到了很多属世的信息。
And so we need to continue to partake of God's word.
我们需要去继续的去读诵神的话语。
That's why it's important for us to come to worship and to go to Sunday school and to be involved in a fellowship or small group.
这就是为什么我们周日的崇拜以及我们之后的主日学和我们的团契是非常重要的。
Because this will help us to resist what the world that is trying to conform us into its image.
因为这些会帮助我们去抵抗这个世界对我们的改变。
So John's warning for us is do not love the world or the things in the world.
So 约翰对我们的警告是不要爱这个世界和事物。
And I believe that this is a problem for our church.
我相信这对我们的教会来说也是一个问题。
And you may say, well, we're a Chinese church.
可能说我们是一个华人教会。
And yet, as a Chinese church, we can be affected by our world.
即使说我们一个华人教会，我们也会被我们的世界所影响。
That whether it be through the media or through the influence of our friends and relatives, we can be conformed to the world.
就是通过这些各种各样的媒体，或者是我们的亲戚朋友，我们可能会被这个世界所改变。
And John warns us that the world is passing away.
约翰警告我们说，这个世界是在逐渐的消失的。
John warns us that if We can't love both the world and God.
约翰告诉我们，我们不可以又爱这个世界又爱神。
That we need to choose one or the other.
我们需要在这两个中间选择一个。
That we can't have two wives.
我们不可以有两个妻子。
We can only have one.
我们只能有一个。
We can only have one God.
我们只能有一位神。
One passion in our lives.
我们只能有一个这么一个这种对神的渴望。
And therefore, we need to not love the world, but to love God.
所以我们不应该去爱这个世界，而是应该去爱神。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Father, we recognize that even though these words were written 2,000 years ago, is very relevant to us today.
我们的父神，我们知道，我们认识到这些话语虽然是写在2000多年以前，但是和我们现在也是非常相关的。
And maybe even more relevant today.
可能甚至于说，跟我们现在的生活更加相关。
We recognize in the first century they didn't have TVs or movies or internet.
因为我们知道，在一世纪的时候，他们没有电视，没有电影。
But today we do.
但是我们今天有。
And those continue to influence us every day.
这些东西每一天都在持续地影响我们的。
And it changes our thinking.
改变我们的思想。
It causes us to look at sin in a different way.
导致我们用不同的方式去看这些罪。
It makes us think that sin is very attractive.
而让我们去觉得犯罪是一个非常有吸引力的事情。
And that doing the right thing is silly.
而做正确的事情反而是很傻的。
And so we ask that you would help us to filter out those pollutants.
我们祷告你能够让我们帮助我们去过滤掉这些污染物。
Not to isolate ourselves from the world.
而不是把自己和这个世界隔绝开来。
But not allow the world to affect us.
而是不让这个世界去影响我们。
But that we can affect the world.
但同时呢，我们又能去影响这个世界。
And we penetrate our world with your word and your values.
而用神的价值观，用神的话语能够去穿透这个世界。
And pray that you would continually transform us by the renewing of our minds.
我们祷告你能够让我们每天心意更新，能够去改变我们。
That we would fill our minds not with the movies and things of this world, but with your word.
让我们能够不用去这些属世的电影来填满我们的内心，而是用你的话语。
So that we will be true disciples and followers of you.
而让我们成为你真正的基督徒和我们使徒。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样是奉耶稣的名祷告的。
Amen.
Amen.